Welcome to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko, the show that brings you man-on-the-street interviews, celebrity guests, and groundbreaking research. Our show is also known as everything you've always wanted to know about dentistry, but we're too numb to ask. I'm general dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko, and thank you for joining me today.
The following views and opinions do not necessarily reflect those of this station, its staff, management, or parent company. To hear a replay of this show or one of the other great shows that previously aired, log on to dentallyspeaking.com or iTunes, keywords Dr. Kvitko or Dentally Speaking. Listeners should not use Dr. Kvitko's comments and advice in place of an actual dental exam.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Time now for Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko to discuss your dental issues. Now, here's your host, Dr. Kvitko.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Dentally Speaking. Thank you so much for joining me. We have a great show today. We have Megan Warren in the studio, and she founded a charity called Books for Bedtime, but we'll introduce her in just a second. Before I do, let me remind folks that you should go to my office Facebook page and like us. We would love that. Actually, we'd like that. And if you want to follow me on Twitter, it's at Dr. Kvitko. Now, I also want to give a shout-out to Ernie at Professional Truck Washing Services. I know this is weird. At 4255 Roberts Road. Took my rolling studio there yesterday to get it all nice and clean for the upcoming Touch a Truck at the Columbus Zoo and Aquarium on September 12th. Please come out and join us, okay? It's going to be really cool. There's lots of, there's been like a fire truck and a crane and big trucks, and the kids can get on and climb around and sit in the seat and beep the horn. It's really fun. So that's September 12th at the Columbus Zoo and Aquarium. All right, we'll be there, so stop by and say hi. All right, now, this is show number 399, which means we're rapidly approaching show 400. And we have a milestone, but what we're going to do is we're changing the name of the show. So next week, the show is going to be called The Reasons We Smile instead of Dentally Speaking. Still going to pretty much be the same, except we'll be talking more about what makes you smile, what makes our guests smile, and that sort of thing, okay? So let me talk about Megan. Let me introduce you to Megan. Megan, she is a 2015 graduate of Maryland Elementary at Pexley Public Schools from the 4th through 6th grades, and she was selected participant in the school's Gifted and Talented Education Program. Megan, I have a rule. I can't have anybody smarter than me on the show. I also have a rule. I can't be taller than me, but you're okay on that. So anyway, in 2014, she founded an Ohio-licensed nonprofit organization entitled Books for Bedtime. Since that time, her organization has qualified for tax-exempt status as a public charity under Section 501c3 of the Internal Revenue Code. Books for Bedtime seeks donations for children's books from the general public and then distributes those books to less fortunate children in Columbus. Also, other parts of Ohio, I guess. In the first year, Books for Bedtime collected over 11,000 books and has donated about 4,100 of those books to needy children. And actually, Megan, well, first of all, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Okay. And Megan came with us to the Touch Back to School Rally and gave out a bunch of books to some really needy kids, didn't you?
Yeah, that was fun.
It was fun. There's lots of kids there. And how many books do you think you gave out?
I think I gave out around 500.
500 books. Wow. And that fills up your car. You guys are going to have to get like a big moving van or something, aren't you?
Eventually.
And where do you store 11,000 books when you're not handing them out?
Well, right now we store them in our basement.
Oh, okay. And they're pretty heavy, so I'm assuming you have like a grandpa helps or something, or mom?
No, my best friend Bridget and I do most all of them.
Oh, you do? You guys do them yourself? Okay. Well, then, and by the way, later on in the show, we're going to do Dr. Kvitko's question of the day like we always do, but this week, Megan has been kind enough to give away 4 books as prizes. All 4 callers, because we have 4 listener lines. We get more calls than that, but we only can hold 4 on hold. And so she's going to be giving away a book to everyone. And all she asks, tell me if I'm right, is that you either give that book to a needy child or that you read to a child at bedtime.
Yep.
Okay. Good. For a minute, she was shaking her head, and then she remembered it was radio. There's a microphone in her face. Okay, so Megan, you're 12 years old, right?
Yes.
Okay. How old were you when you founded Books for Bedtime?
I was 11.
11. So that was last year. Wow, 11,000 books in less than a year?
Yeah, it's really exciting.
It is. Wow. So what series of events led you to found this charity? Why Why did you all of a sudden decide that there are kids out there that are less fortunate that aren't getting books? How did you figure that out?
Well, I was at my Grammy and Grampy's house on Mackinac Island in Michigan.
Okay.
And I was reading a book upstairs in my room before I went to bed, like I do every night. And I was thinking about how much I love reading, because I was about to go downstairs and ask my mom to read a little bit longer.
Oh, if you're allowed to stay up longer, you mean?
Yeah, I do it every night.
Okay.
And then I realized that there are kids who aren't able to even read books for the time in the first place, who might not have access to them either in libraries or their houses. And so I ran downstairs. Instead of asking to read longer, I asked if I could start a nonprofit. So that's when I came up with the idea for Books for Bedtime.
That's awesome. So it just came to you. Just came to you. Wow. Was the book you were reading, did it have anything to do with a less fortunate child or anything?
I don't think so, no. I think it was just science fiction.
Oh, okay. So it just popped into your head. That's really neat of you to think of that. Now, some people don't understand the concept when we say there are kids that don't have access to books. People are thinking to themselves right now, they're saying, but what about libraries? Everybody can go to the library and get books and read them for free. But do you know, but the reality is that's not true, because their parents aren't in a position to take them, right?
Yeah, that's true. A lot of parents aren't even able to take their kids to school. So they don't have the time, and they just don't care enough as of right now to take their kids to the library. So I think that's a good reason for them to have books at home, so they don't need to go anywhere.
Exactly, because it takes gas to get to the library, and a lot of families don't have enough money for extra gas because they have just enough to get to work and back. And these parents, they don't have a lot of money, and so they're just busy trying to put food on the table to make sure that everybody has meals, and so they just don't have time to go to the library and do these other things, right?
Yeah.
Kind of sad though, huh?
Yeah, really sad.
It makes you feel how fortunate you are, realize how fortunate you are to not be in that situation.
Yeah, definitely. I've always had books around me, especially because my mom's a teacher, so it's been helpful.
Oh, okay. So how do you think children benefit from reading or being read to?
I think children benefit from reading because reading, first of all, helps you develop other skills, and it can help you and it can assist you in like math and science. And it can take you to other places that they probably will never go to, I probably will never go to. And so it's reading can take your mind off the real world, too.
Yeah. Yeah. So you were saying you were reading a science fiction book at the time you thought of this. And so you were in this whole other world, huh?
Yeah. I love science fiction.
So what's your favorite story or book? I know you probably have many. I'll name a few.
Well, one of my favorite books is, this is hard, I have so many favorite books.
Okay.
Well, my favorite author is Margaret Haddix, and I really like all of her books.
Okay.
Especially the Among the Hidden series.
The Hidden series, okay. Well, name all the ones that are your favorites. I'll stop you when we run out of time. Am I putting you on the spot? I am. Okay. There's so many you can't think of one right now, right?
Yeah, I read so many books.
Okay. So when I read this, when we introduced you, it said that you had gathered 11,000 books, but this was about a month or so ago, that maybe even longer, that this was printed. What's the new tally?
Right about now, we have collected around 12,000 books.
Wow.
And we've donated around 5,000.
Okay. Wow. That's a lot. That's really cool. So, as I mentioned, we're going to be doing Dr. Kavicka's Question of the Day soon. And today, besides winning free flowers, which one of you guys will win, all four people that we have the ability to keep on hold are going to get a book from Megan. So Megan, why don't you tell me, can you reach them and still use your microphone? Okay. So tell me, what books are we going to be giving away to the callers this morning?
So there's Just Ella by Margaret Haddix.
Okay. Just Ella by Margaret Haddix.
The Mouse and the Motorcycle by Beverly Cleary.
Okay.
Misty of Chincoteague by Mark.
Okay. And?
Very confusing looking first name.
Oh.
And Many Moons by James Thurber.
Okay, by James Thurber, a local author, right?
Yeah.
So it's going to be random as to who gets what book. We're just going to probably just go right down the row, 1, 2, 3, 4, and we'll after the winner is granted the flowers, I want everybody to stay on the line because that's when we have to come back to you and get your address so that we can mail you these books. And remember, what do we want the people to do with these books? Tell me.
We want them to read them.
Read them to a child or
donate them to less fortunate children.
Exactly. Okay. And by the way, you also would love if people would send you books, right? So if people listening would like to send you books.
Yeah, we're always looking for more books.
And how would they send them to you?
Well, we have a Facebook page, and so you can contact us just through that, and then we can arrange it through that. Or we also have a website that you might be able to get in touch through.
Okay, and I have it here. Let me just read that. So the email is books4bedtime with the number 4 being 4 rather than the word. So books4bedtime@yahoo.com. Or if you want to go to the Facebook page, it's Books for Bedtime Nonprofit. But in this case, the 4 is spelled out, F-O-R. Okay. And then also, if somebody has a bunch of books, could you guys arrange to pick them up for them?
Yes, we've picked up books in many times, yeah.
So if they reach out to you, probably at the email address, books, the number 4, the word bedtime at yahoo.com, that's maybe the best way to make arrangements for you to come and get the books. And what ages are these books?
Well, we accept books from infants all the way up through 12th grade.
Oh, okay. Any book for any child that's in school, including preschool?
Yeah, definitely.
Awesome. Okay, so like I said, we're going to do Dr. Kavitko's question of the day. But before we do, we'd like you to listen to this.
This station will not be held liable for any contesting during Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavitko. Participation in the contest allows Dr. Kavitko to record and broadcast your name and call. One winner per household, prizes are non-transferable, cannot be substituted, and are subject to taxes and fees. This station cannot be responsible for the inability to enter the contest, whether due to equipment malfunction or telephone difficulties. All decisions of Dr. Kavitko concerning this contest or eligibility are final.
All you need is smiles. Lots and lots of smiley smiles. Your sweet pink mouth goes north, not south, and just smile.
And now it's time for Dr. Kavitko's question of the day.
All right. And as I mentioned, the first 4 callers will all be winners because, well, only one of you will win free flowers from Vice Denver. All of you will receive a free book from Megan and Books for Bedtime. All right. The question of the day is, my guest today, Megan Warren, founded Books for Bedtime when she was how old? A, 11, B, 12, or C, 13. All right, the winner receives free flowers from Vice Denver Florist. They'll be delivered to your place of business this Tuesday afternoon. The number to call, 459-9769. That's 459-9769. So go ahead and call now.
Stay tuned to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavitko.
At Dr. Kavitko & Associates, a lot of people ask us if we're accepting new patients. They know we've been in business for 34 years and assume we're not. Well, guess what? They're wrong. We do accept new patients. After all, if we're doing our job correctly, we get our patients healthy, so all they need are routine exams, cleanings, and the occasional filling or two. That leaves us free to take care of you. So yes, we do take new patients, and we would love to take care of you, your family, and your friends. Give us a call at 614-262-9588 or go to drkavitko.com.
I'm Johanna, and I've been a dental patient at Dr. Kavitko & Associates for over 10 years. I would really recommend Dr. Kavitko for your family's dental care. They're friendly. They're always there to help me. I feel like family when I walk in the door. It's clean. It's comfortable. Even if I have to bring my kids, they have a great playroom for them. I know when I'm with Dr. Kavitko, they are taking that extra time to make sure that I'm going to be the healthiest I can be. They've been great. I love them.
Call Dr. Kavitko & Associates today, 614-262-9555.
Estás escuchando Dentally Speaking con Dr. Kavitko aquí en su estación favorita.
I'm gonna love you with the hands that show me your teeth.
Tell me when.
Show me your teeth.
Open your mouth, boy.
Show me your teeth.
Show me what you got.
Show me your teeth.
Got no salvation.
All right, we're back. We're doing Dr. Kavicko's question of the day, but I think we had some telephone difficulties because the phone didn't ring, and it's weird because it always does. So we're going to leave it open, 459-9769, 459-9769, and go ahead and call, and my producer will get your name and number, and we'll do it later in the show. Okay? So now, Megan, let me go back to my questions. So do you ever read to groups of kids? Like, do you go to the library and read to kids or what?
I haven't done that yet, but we're definitely looking into that for the near future.
Okay. Okay. Well, that should be fun because you get, like, at the library and all the little kids are, you know, sitting in a circle around you. And that would, I don't know why, but it just seems like the kids love that, you know? So you get books by people donating them, but you also buy some of them, am I right?
Yeah.
And so where does that money come from?
Well, we just became a 501c3, so we haven't collected any funds yet, but we're going to start purchasing books as soon as we start getting funds in.
Okay, so, and the website is booksforbedtimenonprofit.org, and the, again, in this case, it's a word for, F-O-R, so, no, yeah, okay, so booksforbedtimenonprofit.org, and if people go there, there'll be information as to how they can donate, right?
Yep.
Okay. Awesome. Okay. So we have, good. So the phones were acting up before. We have on the line with us, we have Barry. Hey, Barry, how are you?
Good.
Good. Hey, thanks for listening. Thanks for calling in. And do you have the answer to Dr. Kavitko's question of the day? How old was Megan when she founded this charity?
She was 11.
Exactly. That's correct. Isn't that awesome?
Yes, it is.
An 11-year-old? Wow. I mean, I'm just in awe. So, Barry, stay on the line. We have to get your information because we're going to make sure we know where to deliver the flowers and where to send you one of Megan's books, okay?
All right.
Okay. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Okay. So, Megan, okay. Now, I have to throw this in because, after all, I'm a dentist. You knew that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell by the way I'm dressed? Anyway, so I noticed you're wearing braces on your teeth. How long have you had them on there?
Around 2 years.
Around 2 years. And when are they coming off?
Soon, hopefully.
That's what every kid says. Soon, I hope. And when you ask the orthodontist, what do they say? We can't tell you. They say, we can't give you. Did they give you a number?
Yeah.
What did they say?
5 months.
5 months? Do you believe them?
No.
Okay, good. Because I think they just say that to get people to stop asking. Stop asking when your braces are coming off. Okay, and you get different color elastics, right?
Yeah.
What color are you wearing today?
Blue and gold.
Blue and gold.
Or no, sorry, I think I'm wearing orange and black for Princeton.
Orange and black for Princeton? Why that?
I want to go to Princeton when I get older.
You do? Well, if anyone from Princeton is listening, Megan Warren, let me think, if you're 12 now, another, 5 years, and she'll be ready. So maybe offer a scholarship now before everybody else does, right? So where do you see Books for Bedtime, like, in 5 years? You think you're going to do this your whole life, or what?
I'm really not sure. I know I'm definitely doing it till I go to college, but after that, we haven't really planned for that yet.
Okay, because you might be busy studying?
Yeah.
So I understand you're in the Mensa Club?
Yep.
Okay, and tell people what Mensa is, for those of us that aren't as smart as you.
So Mensa is a high IQ society, and it's really fun because we meet at RGs, which are regional gatherings, and we play games and listen to lectures, and it's been a lot of fun.
Okay. So you have a lot of other, so basically high IQ society means the smart people.
Yeah.
And I've always wondered how you can tell if somebody is smart before they have been given the benefit of teaching through in schools, you know, but I know they do because it's just a certain innate ability to understand our surroundings. And so, but then you have to develop it, right? Just because you have the high IQ doesn't mean you'll automatically be the top person in your class. You have to study, right?
Yeah.
And read?
Mm-hmm, definitely.
So when you're reading a book or something, is it easy for you to keep track of who's who? Like, you know, you have all these different characters and who's related to whom. Is that easy for you?
Yeah, but it did both. But the hard thing is right now I'm reading 2 books.
Okay.
One at home and one at school.
Oh, so you're getting them mixed up?
Yeah, but they're really different. One's fantasy, one's sci-fi, so it's a lot easier to keep them apart.
Oh, okay. Okay. Because I have the hardest. I almost find myself, see, I spent most of my time studying and learning to be a dentist, which means my favorite books are textbooks. Not really, but that's what I've had to read all these years. And so I'm always highlighting them. I'm always taking my yellow highlighter to make sure I remember the Krebs cycle or which bacteria is involved in this particular disease process. And so when I read a fiction book, I find myself wanting to get the highlighter out or make notes, you know, Aunt B's related to Uncle George kind of a thing. You don't have to do that because you're in the Mensa Club, right?
Sure.
So am I telling, it's like telling your age. I'm telling people I'm not in that club. But anyway, so what would you like to be when you grow up?
I would like to be an engineer or an attorney. Oh,
an engineer. So you want to drive the train? No? That's not the kind of engineer you mean?
No, I want to be an aeronautics engineer and work on planes and stuff.
Okay. So I've always wondered, if we already have planes, what would an engineer do if they already have figured out how to make planes? Are you going to make different kind of planes, or what would you do?
Probably like more like practical planes and flying cars and stuff.
Oh, flying cars. Okay. They have those, actually. We already have those, but it's pretty cool. You know, for those of us my age, we're not living the Jetsons world yet, but we might at some point. We all thought we would be. By the time we became adults, we'd all be in flying cars. But they have them. They're pretty cool. I don't know. I'd be a little nervous. But would you like to fly?
I don't know.
You're just going to design things for other people to fly in.
Yeah.
And then if they don't crash, you might actually get in one.
Nope.
Okay. So you don't want to be the test pilot.
Definitely not.
Definitely not. All right. Okay. Well, hey, we have to go to a break. So stay with us. I'm Dr. Kvitko. This is Dentally Speaking, soon to be The Reasons We Smile. We're here in the studio with Megan Warren, a 12-year-old who founded Books for Bedtime when she was 11. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
This is Clark Kellogg. Stay tuned for more of Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko.
Vous écoutez à la radio du dentiste avec Dr. Kvitko, ici sur votre radio préférée.
Here at Dr. Kvitko & Associates, we are intensely dedicated to providing the absolute best dental care. The word mediocre isn't in our vocabulary. We just won't take shortcuts. Isn't that what you want in the person you trust with sharp objects in your mouth? Of course it is. However, people tend to assume high quality means expensive. But guess what? We're more affordable than you think. Our fees are about the same as one of those chains. But with us, you get our 34 years of experience and our unwavering commitment to quality. Discover for yourself. Call us at 614-262-9588.
Hi, I'm Dominique Reigert. Like what you hear? Why not use the Dentally Speaking Show to promote your product or service by becoming a sponsor? Call 614-262-9588 to learn how. That's 614-262-9588. Call now or send an email to drkvitko@aol.com.
When it comes to the overall health of your teeth, trust the experience of Dr. Kvitko & Associates. From dental cleanings and exams to restoration, dental implants, and pediatric care, Dr. Kvitko & Associates can give you something to smile about.
There's a lot of places out there that offer discount dentistry, but at Dr. Kvitko's, he actually takes the time.
See what Dr. Kvitko & Associates can do for you. Conveniently located on High Street in Clintonville, call 262-9588 or online at drkvitko.com.
I'm Grandpa, and I go to Dr. Kvitko, and I still have all my teeth. Real ones. Where's my glasses?
All right, we're back. I'm Dr. Kvitko. This is Dentally Speaking. With us in the studio today has been Megan Warren. She founded Books for Bedtime, which is a nonprofit, and their website is booksforbedtimenonprofit.org. Remember, in that case, the four is spelled out F-O-R. But in the email address, if you want to send them an email, it's books4bedtime@yahoo.com. So Megan, before the break, we were asking you what you wanted to be for a living, and you said either an engineer or an attorney. So we talked about engineer. You want to be an aeronautic engineer. But what kind of attorney do you want to be?
I think I'd want to be a patent attorney.
Patent. Okay. Well, that's kind of boring. No, I'm just kidding. doesn't sound all that exciting, but no, that's interesting. Actually, I had looked into getting a patent at one point, and it's pretty involved. It's very expensive, and I think patent attorneys do really well, because my understanding is the way it works is the patent office makes you and your attorney do all of the work, send them everything that they will need to do their, so they don't have to do any homework. You just give them everything, what your design is, what you're trying to do, and then you have to go and research what else is out there just like it or similar, and prove to them that it's not too much like something that's already been patented. And then, also my understanding is they turn you down, turn everybody down the first time, and then make you go back and really, really prove it. So, anyway, that sounds like lots of money for the attorney now that I think about it. So, good choice. But anyway, so why not a dentist?
I don't know.
That's the best you can do? You just don't know, okay. You wouldn't want to put your fingers in people's mouths?
No.
Afraid they might bite you?
Yeah.
Yeah? Have you ever bitten your dentist?
Nope.
No? Good for you. Okay. So she's going to stay on our good list. And Santa's too, I assume. Okay. So have you thought of what your favorite book might be, or one of your, some of your favorite stories?
The Thurber Carnival by James Thurber.
Okay.
Is one of my favorites for sure.
Okay. And how old were you when you started to read? I know your mom would read to you from the time you were little, but how old were you when you remember she was actually reading to you?
I think I started reading when I was 2.5.
You started reading when you were 2.5?
Yes.
Wow, real books, not just gum wrappers?
Oh yeah, real books.
Real books? Wow. I just started reading about 4 years ago. And those were gum wrappers. Anyway, so let's make sure that people know how to reach you, because the show, we're actually running out of time here, and we want to make sure that if somebody wants to donate, they know how to do that, or if they want to make arrangements for, they can send money, or they can gather a bunch of books and give them to you guys, right?
Yep.
Okay. So, again, it is email address, booksforbedtime@yahoo.com, with the 4 being number 4, or Facebook is booksforbedtimenonprofit.org, and that's where the number 4 is not a number, it's an F-O-R. Okay, that's confusing at this time of the day, but that's okay. I'm sure people will get it, especially the people in your club, the Mensa Club, right? So is there anything you would like to, the people that are listening, to know? Tell me what you would like to say to people that are listening. You have a great audience here, thousands and thousands of people, so here you go. I put her on the spot. Well, you know, you do the talks like you talk to my Rotary Club, right?
Yeah.
And so it's just like that, and maybe I shouldn't have said the thousands of people. Why don't you just tell me what you think the most important message about what you do is? Just look at me.
I think what is most important about Books for Bedtime is the fact that we don't only go to schools. We also go to the homeless shelters as well.
Okay.
And not many people know that, because we've only been to one homeless shelter right now.
Okay.
Oh, we also go to food pantries as well.
Okay. So you're really good at finding the people that need your help.
Yeah, it's been great, because people have been contacting us a lot lately, and it's been really helpful.
It is helpful, and I want to thank you for doing it, and I'm sure that people listening would like to thank you as well, even if they don't donate. I'm sure they understand that what you're doing is awesome, and as an 11-year-old when you founded it, and a 12-year-old now, that's pretty cool. That's pretty cool.
Thanks.
So thank you for being on the show, okay? And maybe you can become a loyal listener, and or watch it on dentallyspeaking.com, which, by the way, the video feed will be dentallyspeaking.com, but as of next week, it will be the reasonswesmile.com is where you'll go to access the video feed, okay? All right, so now we're to the point where normally I talk about, I call it Why in the World, but this week we just want to remind folks, next week is my 400th episode, and for the first time, the show will be known as The Reasons We Smile. That's all the time we have. Don't forget to follow me on Twitter. It's at Dr. Kavitko, and visit my office Facebook page and like us. Be sure to join me next Sunday and every Sunday morning right here on your favorite station. Goodbye.
Before we leave, let me tell y'all a little something. Before we leave, let me tell y'all a little something.
This is Carly Red from Love & Hip Hop Atlanta, the hit show on VH1.
urging you to tune in next week for another exciting episode of Dentally Speaking with my dentist, Dr. Kavitko.
If you're interested in learning more about this and other dental health topics, go to dentallyspeaking.com to access full episodes of Dr. Kavitko's show.
If you would like to book Dr. Kavitko to speak at your next event, please call 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588. Or send an email to drkavitko@dentallyspeaking.com. That's drkvitko@dentallyspeaking.com.